Respar Morning Show.
Pharrell Williams, his trophy closet filling up with more golden trophies, and I don't understand. Happy picked up the trophy for Best Pop Solo Performance, Best Music Video, plus Girl won for Best Urban Contemporary Album. Really? His album? Was it that good?
I wasn't happy about his outfit.
No, you know what? Everybody was showing pictures of him looking like Budapest Hotel, and he did look like the boy.
I thought he was like a little small monkey.
That's what I was thinking.
The monkey.
His wife was wearing that crazy tracksuit onesie.
Because it was 3M.
Yes, but when they closed the lights, both of their outfits glows in the dark.
Yeah, because it's 3M. Yeah, they did that. So Beyonce won 3 awards, including Best R&B Performance, plus she grabbed the gramophone for Best Surround Sound album for her self-titled project. Both Beyonce and Pharrell missed out on winning Album of the Year after being beaten out by Beck. Now, Kanye jokingly jumped on stage and pretended to interrupt, just as he did 6 years ago. You know, this is his first time being back at the awards in 6 years, when Taylor Swift beat Beyonce for Best Female Video. And he was kind of, he really wasn't playing, because after the show, he said this.
The Grammys, if they want real artists to keep coming back, they need to stop playing with us. And Beck needs to respect artistry, and he should have given his award to Beyonce.
He wasn't playing. All right, no. Kanye also stole the spotlight with his two performances. He performed only one, then he returned with Rihanna, Paul McCartney, performed 4 or 5 seconds. John Legend and Common closed out the show with Glory. Beyonce sang Take My Hand, which, by the way, there was some controversy with that.
Yeah.
Because Ledisi sings the song in the movie, Selma, and her fans were pissed, but they can't fool with the Beehive.
We got that coming up for the inspiration.
They can't fool with the Beehive. Other performances were Mary J. and Sam Smith, Usher, Ariana Grande. Katy Perry gave an emotional performance after a taped video message from President Barack Obama, who urged people to participate in a campaign called It's On Us.
You know who I really love, though?
Who?
Is Jennifer Hudson. I love her, but I know her album didn't do really great, but it appeared that wasn't she nominated for something?
She was. Like, she was in the same category as Pharrell for R&B performance.
Here's the thing.
What?
The biggest record companies, they get in there and they get their artists noticed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I ain't trying to say anything, but I'm just saying.
Well, she's with a big record company.
Yes, she is.
So wait. What?
She's got a company that has influence. That's what Kanye's talking about.
Yeah,
it's
he is.
It's like record companies, the biggest record companies can influence those votes.
Well, you know, he talked about it on the red carpet beforehand. He was like, listen, I really, you know, there's sexism, there's racism, there's ageism, there's all this stuff. And he said, but I'm not going to take the stage and talk about it today. You know, I'm going to do it from the inside. And then what did he do?
But it might be about record companies, because Trey Songz was tweeting how mad he was, how he never gets nominated.
Oh, Chachi.
Yeah.
You think you're going to beat over Beyonce?
Had the best R&B album was number one for a while this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but
Beyonce
was good.
Beyonce he should have been nominated.
Beyonce sold 800,000 records in 3 days with no
Yeah, but Trey Songz is a consistent seller and never gets nominated.
The Respar Morning Show.